Well, you never know who you're going to run into when you get out some of the area county fairs. I kind of knew I was going to run into this lady, but it's always nice to reacquaint yourself with old friends. Hallie Christofferson was the 2010 Audubon County Fair Queen. Had a chance to visit with her here recently at the Audubon County Fair Queen competition this year. And Hallie, after a great opportunity to help lead the banner for Exira, especially in high school girls basketball, went on to play at Iowa State, and that seems to be going pretty well for you so far. Hallie, thanks for joining me.
Yes, thank you very much.
Talk a little bit about the experience. It's completely different from high school in so many ways.
It's very different. I mean, I knew going into it that everybody would be bigger and better, and it is true. I mean, I felt I was getting pushed around a lot, but I mean, you just have to go up to their level, I guess, and that's the only way you can play.
Do you feel like you were pretty well prepared? You played for a pretty aggressive coach who was a guy who's going to work you pretty hard and make sure that you're prepared for every situation. Do you feel like you were prepared pretty well for this experience when you walked on campus?
Yes and no. I mean, there were some things that I had absolutely no idea that were going to happen. But for the most part, Coach P really, really, he knows what he's doing. And that really helped a lot. And his kind of his style is like Coach Fenn's too, so is definitely beneficial.
It's an interesting concept for those who aren't familiar with Division I athletics. In high school, you play as many sports as you can. You have a good time. You're with your friends. You're going to class. You're doing all the normal things like that. Then you get a scholarship to go to a Division I program. In high school, there's basketball season. There's volleyball season. There's track season. There's all those things. When you get to Division I college, yeah, there's basketball season, but all that means is that's when the games are played. Season is really all year round, and that's a lot different.
Yeah, season, yeah, it's all year for 4 years or however long it takes you. But, I mean, I've been there this whole summer, and I just came back for tonight, and I'll be heading back to Ames right now, so after this. So
they work you real hard all time, all years. What are they working on? Are they working on, is it strength and conditioning, things like that, or do they work on a lot of technique and things?
We do a lot of everything. I mean, we have lifting every day, and then we play scrimmages 3 times a week also, and then other than that, you just do stuff on your own, like shooting, work on your own stuff, and conditioning along with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the basketball thing. We'll get into the school thing here in a little bit too, but first season, was it more maybe than you expected? Did you expect you were going to get as much floor time as you did and have as much opportunity as you were able to pick up?
Actually, no. Like, I really didn't, no, not at all. I mean, I just thought I'd, you know, come off a bench and just help out as much as I could, but I mean, stepping into those shoes and playing with one of the top players in the country and Kelsey Bolte, and it was a lot on my plate, but it was a lot of fun though.
When you get a chance though to step on the court next to girls like Kelsey Bolte, who was another small town girl, Battle Creek, Ida Grove High School. I mean, her experience really wasn't a whole lot different than yours. Had a chance to go to the state tournament, all that kind of stuff. So she had a lot of opportunity maybe to mentor there too. Did she do a lot of that for you?
Oh, yeah. She was a great senior leader. Just anything that you needed, you would go to her. She would talk to you anytime. And, I mean, she was just your friend too.
Yeah, was it tough walking in like that though? Because sometimes when young players, new players, walk into a program, especially one that's as established as Iowa State's program is, sometimes older players can get a little grumpy about that, thinking that somebody's stealing my time, somebody's doing this, or they can tend to mentor some of those other athletes and give them an idea how to make that transition stuff. Was it pretty smooth for you?
Oh yeah, it was smooth. Going into last year's season, I spent the summer up there also, so That definitely helped, just getting into the flow of things and know how things done in the Iowa State way.
As a basketball player, what do you want to improve? How do you want to improve yourself here from year one to year two?
Obviously, you want to get better, but just working on just the little things and trying to maybe transition into the three spot this year and just work on the threes. I know the three line moved back, so it's going to be different, but it'll be worth it and fun.
Well, in high school, a player such as yourself is going to have to play down low the majority of the time, especially when you're with a small school, because that's where your value is to the team. But that can kind of sometimes hinder your growth elsewhere, because you know you can shoot from outside. You want to go out there and do some of that. I know they loosen the reins up a little bit as you got along in high school, but do you feel like you're ready and your mind is in the right place and the skills are there to make that transition?
Well, I've been trying to do a little bit more every day this summer and just working, playing the guard spot, dribbling the ball more and stuff. It's definitely different, and it'll be hard to get used to, but there's another aspect to it where I can post up the guards on the inside, which helps a lot. So. Right.
And health and nutrition, all that kind of stuff, you're learning a lot about that now that you probably didn't get a lot of in high school.
Yeah, I mean, there's an athletic trainer there all the time, and anything you need, and everybody's always helpful.
Right. Now, all of us who went to college know it's not a full schedule throughout the day like it was in high school. You're not taking 7 classes every day. But still, a lot is expected of you because you are on your own. You do have some assistance, I assume, through the basketball program with some of the different academic advisors and things to help you with the study table or whatever they call it these days and things. But it is still quite a transition because, you know, the focus has to be on the basketball thing. That's what got you the scholarship, and you want to make them proud that they offered you that. But there's the other side of that, too, the academic side. Is it difficult at all for you to balance, or have you found that transition pretty good too?
Going the first couple weeks, and it seemed like I didn't get much sleep just because I had no idea like what was going to come next or anything. But now that I've finished my first year, I know what to expect, and for the rest of the next 3 years, I guess. So. Mm-hmm.
A little bit of transition now for the basketball team. You lost, as you always do, you lose a few players, but you're losing a few good ones here this time around. A little bit of transition coming up. What's the outlook for the Cyclones in the coming winter season?
Well, we're gonna try our best and do the best we can. It's going to be probably the toughest schedule that Iowa State's ever seen. I mean, we play each conference team twice, and we have a dominating conference. So just hang in there and do our best, and hopefully we'll show them some what we have, too.
Going to see in the starting five?
Well, I'm hoping so. I don't know. I'll just do whatever to help the team. I mean, whatever.
Seriously, players say that all the time. I'll do whatever coach asks because I want to help the team win. But is that really the case with everybody on the team? Have they all bought into that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you want to be a Division I athlete, you're part of a team. It's not. There's no more individuals anymore, because to be Baylor and to be Texas A&M, you have to be a team.
Competition's a little larger than it was back in Exira. Well, what about the folks back home? I know your mom and dad are obviously always there to help support, and your family, and of course Britt is right there. But what about the rest of the Exira and Audubon County community? Have they been pretty good about supporting you? You see a lot of familiar faces in the stands on game nights?
Oh, I see, yeah, a lot of familiar faces, and it definitely helps just looking out there and seeing so many people, and also seeing the ones that you know, and I couldn't have asked for any more support. I mean, just keep it up and keep cheering loud.
All right. Well, we will, and we'll keep watching those box scores and things, too. We want to make sure that the points are totaling up there and that the wins total up, too, more importantly. Hallie, good luck to you in the future, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.